Many Chinese tourists love to buy foreign manufactured goods such as German nail cutters and Japanese toilet seats when they travel abroad. Is it because of a lack of craftsmanship spirit or 工匠精神in our Chinese products that's pushing consumers to these foreign alternatives? Yu Yang, why don't you tell us a bit more? Why are we talking about this right now?
Okay. The concept of craftsmanship was first mentioned in the 2016 government work report. While Premier Li said that China should encourage enterprises to use custom and flexible production processes to foster a craftsmanship spirit of creating high-quality products their makers are proud of, so that China can create and improve both its products and brands. Well, there's a recent phenomenon, maybe not so recent, that is Chinese tourists usually buy in Japan some home appliances in bulk. The so-called four treasures are rice cookers, toilet seats, thermos mugs, and ceramic knives. Beside that, it seems to me the German nail cutters are extremely popular among Chinese tourists. One tourist surnamed Xiao even bought nearly 10 twin-point nail cutters as souvenirs. However, compared to foreign brand nail cutters, the Chinese counterparts are always put in the least attractive corner and very few people will notice them.
Ooh, He Yang, she said toilet seats.
Japanese toilet seats. I just want to, if I can, which I know it's not possible, I just want to transform the Japanese toilets, bathrooms, the whole deal to China in my own apartment. I think that would be so cool. That's how much I love.
Deep love.
Yeah.
Deep love.
He Yang, your vivid description of Japanese toilet seats is quite persuasive, you know.
It's beautiful.
I'm a germ phobia. I hate public toilets. But your description and your experience make me start to imagine. Well, might bring my faith back again.
You know, yes, I can get behind what He Yang's saying. I love a good clean bathroom too. Yu Yang, I'm right there with you. But one thing, guys, that I thought was a little weird, okay, was that people are buying nail cutters. Like, if I came back to my family in the U.S. after going to Germany, and I was like, hey guys, look at the souvenirs I got you. And I pulled out nail cutters. They'd be like, Ryan, you got nail cutters? Like, why? You know, but I mean, so I can understand the really good quality. I get that. But a souvenir to me is something that reminds me of like, the culture I visited. So let's say if I went to Germany, I'd probably, knowing me, bring back a big beer mug for my family, because, you know, they have really cool like Hofbräuhaus beer mugs and whatnot, and that's what I would consider a souvenir.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So souvenirs, yeah, it means differently maybe in Chinese.
Yeah.
For people, I think in China sometimes we just want like a piece of that foreign land. Anything will do. I mean, it could be practical, like a nail cutter. And for Chinese people, maybe because the Chinese ones are just not as nicely made. So, you know, the German one, I mean, it reminds you of all the top-notch technology and craftsmanship in Germany. And why not bring that to your friend as a souvenir, right? And also, they have, like, the pots that they make in Germany are really good. A lot of the cutlery stuff is so nice. Mm. And they have this really cool... Okay, my friend gave me this thing a few days ago, actually. I think it's called a apple cutter. So basically, you just push this thing into an apple.
Oh, those are awesome.
Yeah, you know what I mean, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah,
great.
I'm making the name up, though, apple cutter. But if you search that online, I think you know what I mean. So these are some small objects that are so useful and so made with such care and top quality from, let's say, from Germany, that I think represents their culture to some extent, because I think the people who can come up with these design ideas, they must look at things or the world in a very scientific way, yes. and also filled with technology in mind, and they can build something like this. And when we talk about like the Japanese products that are so exquisite and made with so much painstaking care, that kind of thing is something I want to discuss here, because I don't see that in our Chinese products, or very rare do I see that in our Chinese products. And anybody who knows me knows that I love my country very much. I would love to get behind the idea of made in China is, you know, not just cheap stuff, it's great stuff. But how can you persuade someone like me to really support all those Chinese products that I just think are not as good?
Well, as you said, He Yang, innovation, high quality and a nice design make those goods from Japan or Germany so good. From Japan's light industrial products to German's sophisticated machinery and to Switzerland's watches. I think those are very important elements of the so-called craftsmanship. This craftsmanship has brought huge economic benefits and injected strong vitality to these countries' manufacturing sectors. Currently, mentioning China's manufacturing industry, it is big, very mass production. But it is kind of weak when it comes to innovation. They have fewer models, like they may not only have a bigger one, smaller model of nail cutters. So innovation.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, I actually have a counter argument to this, guys. And I'm going to say IKEA, because anyone that's gone to IKEA knows it's kind of cheap. It's affordable stuff. And it's not the best quality, but it is cool. It is innovative. I'll give them that. I mean, they're killing it on innovation. But good, best quality doesn't always mean like it's going to be awesome. Good designs too, like IKEA has, and innovation will add to that. And so that's one thing that like came across my mind is like, yeah, sure, the Germans have really good quality cars and whatnot. But then you have these companies like IKEA that are offering affordable, cool-looking furniture. It's not necessarily the best of the best, but for the normal average Joe, it's pretty good. And so those places are making a big name for themselves. And mm-hmm. I think that's also a good business model to get behind.
That's very cool. And, well, I'm just thinking about what I see in China these days that, well, now I'm just going to expand the discussion, the scope of things to, like every aspect of daily lives in China. I'm not just talking about these small handicrafts or just a car. I'm talking about also the quality of, let's say, the houses that we get these days. We've heard horrible news once in a while. It happens. It happens in cycles to some extent, that a building that is only 20 years old and then it's falling down and it's bad quality. And I just think if it's a person with the kind of craftsmanship spirit in mind, would not build something like that.
I would agree with you, except that keep in mind the mindset of a lot of Chinese businesses is mass production. Quantity over quality, okay? And for so many reasons, because they have to meet that certain quantity. And I get that. But moving forward, if these businesses really want to, Chinese businesses really want to bring in innovation, you know, and what they can do to better, produce a better product, I thought, diversity would be the best thing, because Forbes identified diversity as the key driver for internal innovation and growth. And they even listed a really cool quote, and I'm going to say it. Stephen Covey said, "Strength lies in differences, not in similarities." And I totally agree. I think innovation is really important right now, and if China wants to bring those businesses right up to par with some of the big competitors like what we see in Germany, then I think diversity is really going to help them out.
Yeah, Ryan, I think you're very good at finding the proper and good quotations. Like several days ago, your quotation gave me a very deep impression. You quoted management guru as saying, quality is the truth. No enterprises can last long in lies. Well, quality is of paramount importance. And also, this diversity thing, it's very convincing. And beside that, I think excellent technicians play an important part in this building of craftsmanship culture. Well, a large number of excellent technicians trained in a variety of enterprises can do a lot of contribution to this. So there should be such a good system that can attract more and more highly qualified excellent technicians.
Yes, I think you two make some really good points, wonderful points. I'm totally with you in that. But I still, sorry to be the cynic here. And yeah, this show has molded me into a monster.
No, you're welcome to be a cynic.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to ask this question. So if you have this Chinese technician, super high skilled, and you have this other technician from another country, high skilled. So skills, the same. But without the craftsmanship spirit, I don't think the person with the same skill would produce the best stuff. Do you see what I mean? Sometimes you need to love, or not even love. It's about professionalism, that I'm doing this, I'm going to do the best I can. And that's professionalism. And I think that's closely attached to the kind of 匠人 or 工匠精神 we're talking about here.
Professionalism, your devotion, and that kind of spirit is also an important element.
I don't think Chinese businesses are lacking the heart. I don't. I think I've seen them work incredibly hard to meet their numbers and whatnot through a lot of examples. What I think is really hard and what everybody's trying to chase this day, today is innovation. And for me, that doesn't come from heart. It comes from competition and improving your product and people improving on your product. And also having, like I said, diversity, because people from all around the world have different ideas and different really good ways of doing things. And you can bring all those together to make a melting pot of awesomeness.
I think that's really cool. I think we come from different starting points, and I think our routes are different, but we somehow met somewhere there and in agreement. Although we come from different paths, but we meet in the middle, that is kind of cool. You're listening to Roundtable with me, He Yang, Yu Yang, and Ryan Price here in the studio.